Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now we're talking about the fight tonight.
Yeah.
Tyson Paul.
I don't know if I'm mad at myself for wanting to watch this or not, but I'm
mad at myself.
I'm just going to enjoy it. And if it ends up being a dud, then it's a dud. So what? I'm going to go out. I'm going to have a good time tonight. And when I get back, I'll watch this. And if it's a dud, then so be it. But I just want to think that there's something left in the tank for Tyson.
The details on this fight. They will box with 14-ounce gloves to slow down the hands and cushion impacts rather than the standard 10-ounce gloves. The fight will take place across 8 2-minute rounds rather than the usual 12 3-minute rounds. It's officially sanctioned, but also there's some guardrails here so it doesn't get ugly. You do have a fighter who is 27 fighting someone 31 years older than them.
There is such a thing known as old man strength.
I'm pulling for Tyson.
It's real.
I would love nothing more than for Mike Tyson to knock his block off. I would love for him to KO him in the first round, the first two rounds, sit this annoying,
yes,
arrogant SOB to the ground.
There's also a mentality that I don't think Jake Paul can match. Like, Mike Tyson was born to be a boxer, to be a fighter. And he honed at one point in his life his skills to be the best in the world. And I don't know that that mentality ever leaves. The technique doesn't leave. How much of the ability is he sitting there and his mind is saying, punch now, and his body just doesn't react? You know, it's just everything's a little bit slower. How much has being able to train for the past year for this fight, you know, been able to him to regain some of that, those past skills?
The worst outcome is that he knocks him out, right? Let me clarify that Jake Paul knocks out Mike Tyson. That's the worst outcome, right? Because now we're watching
him. I mean, as long as it's legit. I mean, I don't think it's the worst.
Well, as a viewer, you don't want to see Tyson lose this fight. You don't want to see this guy pushing 60 get KO'd right away by someone who's...
No, I want it to go... I mean, if it's going to be a Jake Paul win or a knockout, I'd like to see it go 6-7 rounds.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it unless it's Tyson of old where he just destroys him in 28 seconds. That would be amazing.
My point is, there's a scenario where this looks like elder abuse. There's
no,
a scenario where it looks like an old man
getting that road.
Beat
no.
down on a streaming platform for all to see.
All right, so we know he's 58. Have you seen him?
He doesn't
look like an elder.
He doesn't, but he looks a whole lot older.
Oh, sure.
Than Jake Paul,
no question. But he's jacked up.
He's huge.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
a beast.
Well,
he's a monster.
He's a little huge guy.
Sure, but he's big. I think he's a big guy.
Yeah. How tall is Mike Tyson?
I don't know how tall he is. I'm not... The bigger you are, like, muscly or wider, like, I think you're a big guy.
Sure, there's no question about that.
Sure.
He's thick.
You could say that.
That's what we would say. All right, let's get to the phones. Bill in St. Clair Shores, what's going on? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to say that Tyson is a different type of person. I mean, he's incredible, but he's got such an advantage right now because the rounds are only 2 minutes, and there's a huge difference between 2 and 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. And I did, when I was doing Taekwondo, it was the same thing. It was just brutal when you do 3 minutes. Brutal. That last minute, oh, my God. And, that gives him, in my opinion, an advantage. So that's what I just wanted to say.
It's one of the concessions that both boxers has made that I do think favors Tyson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be, I'm looking forward to it because I'm 63 myself. And, you know, I've seen a lot of, you know, fighting, martial arts and all that stuff with, and I know that a lot of guys in their 50s and 60s, they have slowed down so much, you know, once you get into that. But Tyson is different. And it's going to be such a big advantage doing 2 minutes for him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my opinion.
Yeah, and in his mind, he's only got to go 8 rounds, not the 12.
Right.
So, I mean, he can spend more energy early. Yeah. Yeah.
Texter says it's only real if you can bet on it. Well, some states, including Michigan, you can bet on this fight tonight. And some more ticket texters with their thoughts. This one says, Aaron in Garden City, if Tyson is taller than Colin, a.k.a. 5'2", that's a huge individual to Heather.
He is 5'10".
He's actually really little.
I told you.
I'm not looking at his height, though, but because he's a built guy. Like, he looks good.
Oh, sure. So yeah.
He seems bigger than he actually is. He looks bigger than 5'10".
Yeah. If he were to walk in the room right now, you'd be like, wow, I had no idea he was that short.
Because that's short.
Yeah.
He's a little guy.
Yeah.
A little big guy.
Little big guy.
Texter.
Baddest man on the planet.
Texter says, I love how the station doesn't care about the fight, but they can't do anything but talk about it. Well, we're intrigued
I care about it. I hate that I care about it.
We do care about it. It's a huge pop culture event tonight. I don't know that it's like, I think it's more pop culture than I think sports, to be honest with you, John. I really do. I know it's boxing and it is by definition a sport, but this feels more pop culture.
Well,
YouTube star fighting against a past his prime boxer, a made for streaming only event. It is designed for the intrigue. What does Tyson have left? This is not peak Tyson. Is Jake Paul going to beat up Mike Tyson? Is Jake Paul going to get punched and have his face caved in? Like, that's why we're watching.
I just want to know that his quote was real. Like, this is a manufactured killer, but I'm a natural-born killer. That gets me excited.
It does.
The baddest man on the planet, Iron Mike.
Texter says, regarding Tyson, I'm reminded of some wise words from the late, great Toby Keith. I ain't as good as I once was, but I was good once as I ever was.
Yeah.
That's what we're watching tonight. What does he have left in the tank?
Once. He's only got to be good once.
One time. One big punch.
One punch. Right to the face of Jake Paul.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.